Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, man? Mark.
Good day so far? Fun?
It's the necessary evil. Gotta do it.
Just talk a little about the process of coming here to BYU. What made the decision?
Well, Robert and I had a lot to do with it. I had a pretty good job, and I was quite happy, you know, doing it. And then when he got back, that was one of the first things he did. He came by, and he and Bronco extended, you know, this opportunity. But I had to go through the whole thing. There was an extensive interview process, and having to prove that you belong. And quite frankly, that was one of the most trying times for me. You know, just, you know, really looking into my own introspection, just trying to see if this is really what I wanted to do. And now that I look back, I'm very, very grateful that I did make that decision to coach. It's a pleasure. It sounds so stupid to say this, but I essentially jumped from the fry pan and into the fire. And then, you know, nothing's promised in this profession. And you know, I have predecessors that were here previously that are not here. And that's real to me, because there's families involved, and there's a lot of things that go on within this profession. But I still made that choice to come and coach, and especially at BYU, my alma mater, and being familiar with the surroundings, and especially with the young men that are going to come in here. It's an adjustment to come from other places and stay in Provo. But it's doable, and you can thrive here at BYU, as I have. In the sense that my life is a lot better from being at BYU than when I didn't have it. So.
You've always been a man of a lot of enthusiasm. How are you going to be able to use that enthusiasm and transfer it as a coach?
The profession expects that. Now, that's part of what you got to do. You know, you have to be enthusiastic about and show that passion to these young men. If they don't see that within you, then they're not going to produce. And that's what I found thus far within this profession. You better be real and genuine, because these young men, again, they don't say much, you know, when we're in that setting. However, they have those hawk eyes, and they're checking you out to see if you're really going to do and follow through with the things that you say you will. And enthusiasm, that comes absolutely along with that calling. So I'm going to try my best. I'm just going to be genuine. That's who I am, and that's how I've always been. So I don't think that's going to be a problem for me.
As a kid with humble backgrounds, does that help you be able to sell BYU when you go out on the recruiting road?
Oh, absolutely. You see a lot of commonalities with young men that are you know, very good in football, and a lot of them do come from that. And I think it stems from the fact that you don't have much, and you're hungry, and you're looking for a way to improve your current circumstances. And so, having said that, you know, I try to identify with that young man however way I can. And you know, quite frankly, it's been a common occurrence to where I have to talk about those things with them and to build a relationship with them. And it's a good thing.
When you look at your running backs, finish this question or answer, or finish this statement for me, you guys will be successful when?
We're going to be successful when we do what's asked of us, and that's what we're going to do with Robert and I and with Coach Mendenhall, especially with this effort-based offense that we're going to run this year. We're going to be successful again when we do what's asked of us. So,
as far as the talent and depth at running back, it seems like it's pretty good. Does that excite you?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's one of the things that I'm grateful for. Walking into this situation, I think I was the one that benefited the most coming in. There was a great stable of young running backs that are in there, and so I've got a tough task at hand to get them to play and get them prepared. So that's where my focus is.
Thank you, Coach. Cool. Okay.